Perpetual means comes as perpetual enmity with Krishna. From boyhood. Also, Shishupal has enmity with Krishna from boyhood. That should be reason. Are known, but there was some reason. But yet, all the demons, like Duryodhan and all others, without any cause, they made Krishna enemy. So these are perpetual enmity. We see that there is no perpetual enmity because Krishna, he loves us so much. From boyhood we see. So what kind of love he has? They are not deciding. So there is no enmity, no droha. Because we don't see any enmity bhav mood always. Because they have played so many times with Krishna. Krishna comes to our homes. In Barsana, you know how Krishna goes and meets. If Srimati Radhika stops to speak with Krishna, then having the shape of any Malini,
Gardener.
He comes and he takes the name of Mohini and enters in Barsana and he tells that he seems so much, so sweet and tells that I am the daughter of any gardener. I know message. I know coloring. I know singer, and to whom I will touch his sorrow, his suffering, his all tiredness, everything go away. Hearing this, Lalita and Vishakha and all called her in the Rajbhavan of Vishwamani and they took up to Srimati Radhika. She was so beautiful. Garland maker lady, Kishori, very beautiful. Then she told that, I am seeing that you are in sorrow. You are tired so much. If I will touch you and do message, and I will give my garland your neck, you will be quite okay. Sakhi told Lalita Vishakha that yes, you can message, you can touch, you can give garland in the neck of Krishna. So she touched the feet. At once she knew that this is none but then that Kishori gave garland in the neck of Srimati Radhika and touched his body in so bad manner that Krishna does. So he was assured that he is none but Krishna. Now he saw towards Sakhis and he saw by their eyes, corner of eyes, that he is none but that cheetah is there. They all assured. And they began to do a tree. Srimati told that this garland maker daughter is so beautiful and loving and he has done my so much service to me. I am grateful to her. So I want to give him my dress and I will my own hand make wear.
Like a dress,
I will dress her and I will do Sringar of that because I admit him, her as a Sakhi. So Krishna was began to look here and there how to escape. Now my reality will be disclosed. He wanted to anyhow to fly from there. But all gopis surrounded her. Him. That anyhow he should not escape. And Srimati Radhika told that I am giving my dress to you. First I will
take up
all the dress. And new dress I will give. Krishna, no, I don't like this. I don't like new, my old dress are very good. But all catch hold of Krishna. And they took off the Krishna cloth and saw that he is really Krishna. And he is not a lady. Then all began to clap. So Krishna goes to them, beg pardon, and ask prem bhikha to them. So they are considering Krishna that he is not at all, akritagya nahi hai.
He is ungrateful.
And he is not in war mood, enmity mood. If we see that, that should be reason that he has left us. Pratikulya nibandhan. Pratikulya mane, it is not favorable. Without a reason, there should be any reason. We are both friends. ₹1 lakh came to us. Then he told that this is mine. I am telling this is mine. Quarrel went among them. Us. Because there was friendship. But account to take the money. This is a reason. So have it. There is any reason between us and Krishna that Krishna has become opposite? We have not done anything so. We always see the happiness of Krishna. Now, there may be any droha, enmity, but there is no enmity. So it seems that he is akritagya, grateful, ungrateful. So he should admit that I am ungrateful. We will not tell him. We should know here all gopis are in same mood. One gopi is doing question to Krishna, but we should think that this question is from all gopis. Vipaksha, Svapaksha, Tatastha and Sul. Both four kinds of gopis there are. So it is the question of all gopis here. So they are telling to Krishna, oh, you are very great, say, Mahapragya. Pragya means? So, intelligent. And sadhu. We know that you cannot cheat us because you are sadhu. And this is one kind of they know that Krishna is cheater, but yet they are telling you are sati. Then you know
What is the meaning of vyanga?
They give him credit for something which he's not.
This is vyanga. So, now that they are doing well. One loves anyone who loves. Another, whether he loves or not, he does love. He loves. And third is person that if anyone loving or not loving, he has no love for them. So, in what category you are, they are speaking, they are telling to them. It took 1 minute, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What is the time now?
6:50. 6:50. We began 5:30.
Then?
15 minutes more.
Doctor has told me not to. We will any other time we will discuss all these things. Very great thing, important thing, interesting thing is coming.
But in one sentence, in which category Vihari ji belongs? What he replied, that I don't belong to any three categories.
He is beyond all categories.
I love, it is a commercial thing which I don't do. Then he denied everything and lastly he comes to what category?
We will hear it by mouth of Krishna. Then it will be very lovely and very interesting.
And we have to wait for November.
And we should try to avoid all these things and do to pray to anyone with this system. We should not think that Krishna is loving or not. We should love Krishna. This is love. If we are doing bhakti to Krishna and he is not giving any
exchange
or
return.
But he should do. One day he will be bound to love. But Krishna wants to increase our love. He wants that our love should be go out of and upward than these worldly love. This should be chinmay prema. And always continuous prema. So he does not give darshan or does not accept outwardly, but he accepts. But outwardly, he gives no response. This is mercy of Krishna, and that he will tell.
So many stages, adosha, tathita, sadhu, sangha, up to bhava and prema. Then Kanista Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari.
Sadhan Bhakta, Bhav Bhakta and Prema Bhakta. Also we know Aroksiddha Bhakta, Sangasiddha Bhakta and Sarasiddha. So many.
And Namaparad, Namabhad and Chudana. So, what is the relationship between the different stages?
What is it?
Means, in this adosha, dhasita, sadhu, sangha, and so on, where will Nama Bhakti come, where will Shuddhanam come, where will Swaru Siddhi Bhakti come? And
when a man has Sattva, it may be that all kinds of on earth, aparas,
everything will be there. But by the associations of energy, of some qualified sattva may come at the position, also in the position, when he is characterless, he is dakaed, he is so wretched, so fallen, even then too, by the association, that sattva. As Ajamil Baji, so much a wretched person, and he has got the sang of and he became, went on so high level. As staying in this book, very low level, wretched condition, Billamangal has that and that is. So in any position, whether he is good or bad, anyhow, willingly or unwillingly, he has sadhu sangha, he may have sadhu. And the sadhu are of two kinds at the same beginning stage, either by hearing rasmai katha of Krishna, or by the sasam and by hearing sasam. If two kinds of sraddha have come here and he will not hear the pastimes of Krishna and he will not associate, then both will be dried. And at that time, if you have good association, unless we go by and by, apraad will be, apraad will go by and by. And all others, these are not helpful factors, they will also go by and by. When we will have a guru, Diksha and Siksha, and practically we will enter in Bhakti realm, doing Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti in practice by all Indriyas, then it is called Sadhan Bhakti. And up to that time, no new aparadha comes. All the aparadha going on. And Avgyanata, in some extent going on. This is more root again, anartha. Now he is serving and giving respect to Vaishnava willingly. And by practicing Naam, Harikatha, Samadam, Kirtanam, Kshiranam, Bandhanam, Pada, Sevam, these are gradually developing, and anartha are going by, subsiding. When we will have nistha, then most of anartha, blunders, aparadha will be in about to go, not gone. They may come, but now they are not in active mood. So they are going. They are going on in what proportion? In what percent? In that very person, bhakti is coming. Our sadhana is going on, sadhana bhakti, and developing. When it comes to Rishi, then most of dangerous aparadha have gone away.
no blunder,
aparad. But yet there will be something which is not helpful in bhakti. That is to hear Harikatha. It is no offense, but it is enough. No? Like praise will come. And if he will not shave and he will try to take all these things, praise and artha,
well,
Lakshmi. And he is very pleased to have this and always collecting all these things. Not giving attention to real bhakti. Jaranamke samindhi. They can aspire on. So, lay, dikhe, apratipatti, kasai, these are anarth, not aparat. So we should try to admire her by chanting her name always, by serving Vaishnavas, by serving Guru. Now, when our asakti is so much, this is also going to some extent, half extent, all on earth. Aparad is not there. It has gone. And also our path, our
good
deeds, avidya, still avidya, and prarabdha, aprarabdha, all are going vanishing. But yet there are some smell there. When after this bhava will come, all anaps and everything has gone away. His bhakti has come to bhava bhakti. And at that time, four lips have been come in his bhakti. Kleshakni, Subhada, Mokshalabhutakrita, and Sutodhita. But the two lips are to come out. And now he is bhava-bhakti. His bhakti is bhava-bhakti. His anartha has been swept away everything. Almost all. Only there are some smell there. Up to nistha. Sangha Siddha and Arasiddha, almost all gone. Arasiddha and Sangha Siddha, Sakama Bhakti, Nishkama Bhakti, everything goes away. Then bhava comes. Now he is bhakta. And only something is there. And this is called Sulshita. Practicing bhava bhakti like Rupa and Raghuna, practicing Raganuga more like Rupa Raghuna, Billu Mangal Thakur. Then Vasudeva will come and leave this planet. And we can go to that planet where Krishna Prakatli lies to. In Nitha, Baudesh, Vartani goes away. Then Praiti. Praiti means almost all has done. Then Praiti, Purna, in Bhavastha, Purna, all goes away. And in Prem, Asantaki. Anything, no more rest. Thank you. bhakti begins from sattva, the characteristics of two are separate from beginning. Anyone goes at the root of bhaji bhakti, and other very, very rare person will follow the, but they don't know what is raganuga, what is bhaji bhakti. They are practicing bhakti. But then they will read the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Arup Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They will see that, oh, I am going in the path of, but he should follow all the lines of and all the vidhi of Vaidhi Bhakti. And innerly, he will try to follow all will see that he is doing Raghunath Goswami. But actually he is doing, he is reading Bhagavad. Vaidhi Bhakta also reading Bhagavad. He will read Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan or others. And he will read the topics and teach Krishna and Gopis are coming. He will do Kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vaidhi Bhakti will know how. And he will cry, O Krishna, He Radhe, He Shyamasundara, He Madan Mohan Radhara.
At what stage does Nam Aparad become Nam Abbas, and when does Nam Abbas become Sujana?
Well, we have no real Vaishnava Swami. And only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ordinary. No Guru, nothing. I am seeing that they are doing. So why I cannot do? I can sing very strictly more than them. At that time there is aparadha. Almost all names are with aparadha. And then he got Subha Guru. And then he practices and comes at the stage of Nishtha. Before that, Anishtha Bhakti, Anishtha Bhakti. Then it will be some aparadha. And after that, after taking the shelter of Guru, then it will be Namabhas. And then it will come Asakti. It means that especially when Bhav will come.
And Kanishka Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari.
Kanishka Adhikari, when he does not know any tattva, Bhagavat tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Bhakti tattva, Nama tattva, this world is tattva, he does not know. And he has gone and he has accepted any guru, but not following. He tries, but he does not understand the difference between all these things. What is Vaidhi Bhakti, what is Raganuga, what is Subdha Bhakti, what is Asubdha Bhakti, who is Krishna, who is Ram, who is Shankar, who is not well knowing. Then he is Kanishka Adhikari. He only knows Krishna. He is not respecting Vaishnava. Does not know the qualifications of Uttam, Madhyam, Kanishka Vaishnava. So he is Kanishka. Always Namaparat, sometimes Namaparat. And then by the association of good observers, qualified Vaishnava, he is chanting, hearing more, then chanting and something person, remembering and doing all kinds of tries by his indriyas, and then he have the assistance of a good Vaishnava, and then he begins to question to his Gurudev very mildly to know all these things. He enters in the stage of who I am, how I have come here, what to do, how to take, who are Vaishnava, what is Maya, and then there is question, and he is turned to respect Vaishnava according to quality. Then he begins to enter in Matsamatika. And when he fully knows all these things, then he is Maddham Matta. And when he is Pratishthit, realizing everything with Anubhuti, then he is Maddham. And he is now is ready to go into Sankalpa. No Ninda, no separate bhav. Fully convinced in all the stories. His name is begins to be Suddha. Madhyamadhikari, no Suddha. Sometimes Suddha, sometimes Namabhas. Kanishta always Namaparat, very rare Namabhas. And Uttam all times.
And Arok Siddhi Bhakti, is it like Kanishta Adhikari?
Kanishta Adhikari.
And some
extent to Madhyam Adhikari too. Then he becomes full. Some are Madhyam, then gradually full. But it may be found in Madhyam Kanishta.
And Sansiddha Bhakti?
Sansiddha Bhakti may up go to Asakti, because we'll have to adopt the story Sena Dapi Sune Sena Tarugavi Sai Sunna Amanina Manadena Sridhyamina Sada. But actually we cannot adopt. It comes in the level of praying. When Prem goes up, Sinatapisuni, Tarunapi Sarsana, Mani Nam, these four qualities go up. When it is down, it is also down. Always in the same level of Prem. So if our there is Prem, then they will come in full. When there is no Prem, know all these things. But we try to not to be angry. This is one thing. And anger never comes. This is one thing. We can control anger. But a stage will come when there is no anger at all to be controlled. So when there is no anger to be controlled, this is Uttama. So these anarth are there, but it is controlled, then it is Madhyamadhikari. And by that, some offense or by all these things, some evil can be done. Come. Like rogue, like man, apaman. Man, apaman?
Pride.
No.
Prestige.
He has not honored me. He is fool. Like this thing will come in Madhyamadhikari. But Uttamadhikari, no rogue, nothing, obstacle, it does not know what is obstacle. But in Madhyamadhikari, it can be subsided. Sometimes it will not be subsided in Madhyamadhikari. But when Madhyamadhikari will go, in Uttamadhikari, all subsides, not subsides, there will be vastri. He does not know what is maya, what is all these things, what is krodh, kaam, mod, moh, vastri.
Now, if someone has a seed of Raja Bhakti, then when he comes to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, then his Swarup will be revealed.
When comes Nitya, all apras goes away, after that Ruchi will come, and after Ruchi, Ruchi will be matured into Asakti. Yes. And after maturing this aspect,
yes. So if there is a qualified disciple and qualified guru, the guru can give the ekadasa bhava in the mature stage of asakti. But even without ekadasa bhava, someone can go from asati into bhava, and then his swarup will be revealed, or ekadasa bhava should
be. Will surely come. At the stage of bhava, beginning of bhava, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, or any living entity, Uttam Bhagavat Bhakta, by the grace of Krishna, the Siddha Sarup may come, not vividly, but speaking. And as soon as his bhava-bhakti will be matured, gradually Siddha Sarup also will be matured. And everything will come by the grace of Radhika and Krishna or his associates, and the associates of associates, because we will not have directly all this. By the grace of Madhyam Adhikari, who is so unnata, and he is so much kind to us. Because Uttam Bhagavat does not give his associates. By chance it is found, by the love, by the Vishesh Kripa of Krishna. And he has given duty to Madhyam Adhikari to give his associates. So we can easily can have this and easily gradually advance.
But without association of
one thing more. These 11 things are how? Are these how? Comes in sadhak heart by two ways. By their grace, like two manners. If anyone goes to any house, home, he asked that, will you take prasadam? Yes. Will you prepare our in my house? We are offered to eat to Vigraha. And it is quite ready. Malpua, puri, kachauri, parman, dal, chawal, arasam, everything. If you want, it is offered and it is quite ready. You can take just now. Otherwise, if you want, you can prepare yourself. I will give you everything. All the utensils, I will give you. You can manage to prepare. So, at the time, by the Ahetaki Kripa of Krishna and his associates, everything appears here by Sruti. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhupada, everything is managed here. And if it is not done, then by Madhyam Adhikari, by that way, practically he comes and gives all these things. both for his daughter. Very good. But then Krishna will be so pleased. He can manage for this thing or that thing also. But actually their position is so good. When it comes automatically from up, and artificial, this may be artificial, unartificial too. Sometimes, or mostly it becomes artificial.
Not natural.
Not. Because Guru in this is found so rare. So Anartha Karasya Ji cannot give this. A powerful person is, who is qualified to give it. I or you cannot give it. So we'll have to pray. And we should practice. And Krishna or our Gurudev will give inspiration. And still we'll have to wait. Artificially we should not do chinta of Siddha Deh and Ekadash Bhav. We should know but it will come gradually by two courses. But today not sitting. This is more important. Your Gurudev will manage. He is not that. He is still. He is watching of us. And if he is not watching and not still present, then he is not Guru. He is just dirigent. But I think that those who don't know this fact, they should be rejected. Guru should not be rejected.